USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The battle against the coronavirus is still continuing. According to Johns Hopkins University, COVID-19 cases are still rising in most states. Pfizer is now asking the FDA to allow its coronavirus vaccine to be administered to kids ages 12 to 15. This comes as deliveries of Johnson & Johnson's single-shot vaccine are expected to drop by more than 80% next week due to ongoing manufacturing problems. The White House says health officials are now working to make sure the situation doesn't impact their mass vaccination drive.
On Johnson & Johnson, the company is working closely with the FDA to resolve any manufacturing issues. Johnson & Johnson has also reiterated its commitment to provide at or near 100 million vaccine doses by the end of May.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The former Minneapolis police officer who was charged in the death of George Floyd is still on trial. Today is the 10th day. Jurors heard from the medical examiner who conducted the autopsy and signed the death certificate. The doctor stood by his original ruling that Floyd's death was a homicide.
As a medical examiner, we applied the term homicide when the actions of other people were involved in an individual's death. In my opinion, the law enforcement subdual restraint and the neck compression was just more than Mr. Floyd could take.
But under cross-examination, the medical examiner did note some other factors that may have contributed to George Floyd's death.
So in your opinion, both the heart disease as well as the history of hypertension and the drugs that were in his system played a role in Mr. Floyd's death?
In my opinion, yes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The House Ethics Committee is opening a bipartisan investigation into Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. He's being accused of sexual misconduct, illicit drug use, and whether Gaetz shared inappropriate images or videos on the House floor. The Florida Republican is also being investigated by the Justice Department over allegations he had sex with a 17-year-old girl and paid for her travel out of state. If so, he would be breaking sex trafficking laws. Gaetz spoke on stage at a Save America summit. It was hosted by the conservative group Women for America First. It was held at the Trump Doral Hotel.
I'm built for the battle, and I'm not going anywhere. The smears against me range from distortions of my personal life to wild, and I mean wild, conspiracy theories. I won't be intimidated by a lying media, and I won't be extorted by former DOJ officials and the crooks he is working with. The truth will prevail. So when you see the leaks and the lies and the falsehoods and the smears, when you see the anonymous sources and insiders forecasting my demise, know this. They aren't really coming for me. They're coming for you.
Gaetz denies any wrongdoing, and he refuses calls to resign. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.